Thank you for calling. My name is King. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Hi, this is Marilyn Doss. I am in Birmingham, and I did get my first coronavirus Moderna vaccine at the health department here 3 weeks ago. It'll be 3 weeks ago Monday, and I'm supposed to get the second one on the 15th. No one can answer my question about will it be available, will they schedule it. They did not set up second appointments for us. They just told us when we should get the second one. And I'm getting concerned, that'll be a week from Monday for me, the 15th,
okay,
that I won't be notified. And they just have no information for us. And I don't know how to handle that really here in Jefferson County.
Okay, I can totally understand that.
Do you have any way of contacting the Jefferson County Department, I'm sure you do, Department of Public Health, and finding out what's going on here with us? Because they've already given others, you know, the first vaccine, and they've scheduled a second vaccine drive-in clinic, but that's not the one I can go to because it's not the one I went to the first time. I went to the actual building the first time. And, you know, it's very frustrating, and it's worrisome, actually, to think that I'll miss that deadline.
Yes, ma'am. It's very unfortunate.
You know, I mean, you can imagine it's very discomforting, to say the least, when you think that you're not going to get the second dose on time. So what would you advise me to do? Because contacting them has not done any good. They just won't. They have volunteers that answer, and that's probably maybe your volunteer too, who don't have any information.
Okay. And you're calling to make a vaccine appointment. You needed to make a vaccine appointment, though, right?
Oh, you can't go without it. I need an appointment for my second dose of the Moderna vaccine.
Okay.
That's the problem. And if they would just say, yes, it's definitely, and it'll be on such and such. They haven't sent anything through email or left any phone calls or anything. Now, the last time, for the first dose, I got the email, you know, filled out all the forms, et cetera, and got an appointment. You can't go without an appointment. So, I mean, I'm just calling the main health department in Montgomery to see if you could tell me how to proceed to make sure I get my second dose.
All right. What I could do is I could provide you this number, and they could possibly help you with scheduling a vaccine appointment.
Well, which are you talking about in Jefferson County?
Correct.
But I have their number, and they can't. They won't. They haven't. They just said, we will contact you. And the first time I called on Monday, you'll hear from us by the end of the week. Well, here it is. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. But not anything definite. It was like, I'm not sure. What can you do on your end? Can you call and find out what's going on there?
What I can do is provide you a number to call, and they can help you out.
No, I have a number to call. They don't help me out.
Okay, well, I want to give you the correct number to call.
Okay, what is the correct number?
All right, number's going to be 855.
Excuse me. 855.
566.
566.
And 5333.
Okay, 855 566 5333. Does that go to here to Jefferson County? Do you know?
No, ma'am. For Jefferson County, they have another number. That number is going to be, is that an 858 number?
Jefferson County Department of Public Health numbers, no, they're not. They're all 205 numbers that I have.
All right. I'm trying to think. For Jefferson County, try this number as well. I got a number for you as well. Besides the number I just gave you, try this number also, okay?
Okay, what is it? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. That number is going to be 858. No, 205, I'm sorry. 205-858-2221.
I've called that number.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right. The number I did just provide you, though, call that one, and it should be more accurate with helping you, okay?
Well, where does that number go? Does it go to your back down to L?
That's the hotline for COVID. That's the COVID hotline to schedule vaccine appointments.
But is it for the state or the country or what is it? 855, I don't know.
It's for Alabama.
Well, okay, but I specifically think I'm going to have to get it here at this health department. I don't think I... Since I started there, I'm not sure I can go anyplace else. Is that correct?
I mean, you can. Just because you live there, they can't really, you know, tell you what you can and can't test that, I don't think.
Well, I don't know either. I mean, if I'd gotten my first dose, say, in Cullman County or something like that, then I could go back there. But I didn't. I got it here, and I was under the impression that I had to go back to where I got the first dose. Is that not true?
Cool. I'm not sure, ma'am.
What authority does the Alabama Department of Public Health have over the county health departments?
That one I wouldn't be able to tell you. That information we just deal with.
You just deal with what? Where to get the shots? Is that correct? Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. Correct.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is there someone else there that I can talk to and get some more specific information? Because
everyone here, we don't deal with that type of information, ma'am. You have to call your local county health department or your closest doctor or clinic near you. We just deal with providing the sites to go test that and providing the phone number for the vaccine appointment. That's all we do.
Okay, but so you can't answer my general questions that I just asked you.
Correct. No, ma'am. We don't have any information on health, on general health or anything like that, no, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.